This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
This is Big Bear Mark.
This is Luke the Wonder Cub.
And this is a podcast for Brekkie Bears
on Joy 94.9.
Now, Mark, you've been annoying us for the last few weeks about your sickening new relationship.
I know.
It's disgusting.
And what? I did something yesterday I'm not proud of.
Oh,
so what
yay.
Happened? Oh, look. I'm so ashamed.
But let's share it with the world.
Let's share it with the world.
Go for it.
It's like, look, I mean, obviously we've been, we talk a lot and he's always on his phone, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so
what did you do?
Yesterday, I hadn't heard from him all day, which is kind of weird.
Especially
right?
if he's on his phone all the time.
He's on
exactly.
his phone all the time.
How
and
dare he?
And he always contacts me and says good morning and all that sort of stuff.
Yeah.
And it was cut about to about 2 o'clock. Hadn't heard from him. Mm. I was like, oh, okay. So I sent him a message going, oh, hi, how are you going?
Mm-hmm.
Nothing. Nothing. And waited about an hour, called him.
Yeah.
Didn't answer the phone.
Ooh.
And it's like, this is weird. And I went, oh, okay,
like
no, something must be happening. It's all right. So I waited a little while longer, messaged him again, nothing. Waited another half an hour, called him, no, nothing.
So and now you're in stalker territory as well.
And that is it. And
yeah.
this is the problem. And it's like, what do you do? Because it's like,
Have you heard from him since then?
Yes, yes. The rest of the story, come on.
Okay.
And this is the point. It's like, because it's so unlike him, not to contact
You're worried
me.
That he's got hit by a bus.
Yes, I was so worried. It was like, and my flatmate actually said to me, what's going on? You're looking really worried.
Yeah.
And I told him the story and I was like, and it got to about 6:30 and I was like, what do I do? Because I haven't contacted. So I tried calling his brother.
Mm.
His brother's phone, because he lives with his brother.
Mm.
His brother's phone went dead, like didn't even answer.
Right.
And here I'm going, what the hell is happening? So I'm going, and my flatmate says, go, drive down there. And I said, I don't want to drive down there because it feels like I'm stalking you.
Yeah, it's crazy stalker territory
crazy
if there's
stalker,
nothing wrong.
If there's nothing wrong.
If there's if there is something wrong, then you've done the caring boyfriend thing.
Exactly.
Yeah. yeah.
I have to admit, I did drive down there because he lives fairly close, about 15 minutes, 20 minutes away from where I live.
And you normally park outside his house and watch him through the window anyway, so you've got a perfect space.
So I know where to go. But I looked over the backyard and I saw his dog, but there couldn't no sign of anyone in the house.
Yeah, so you broke in.
No, I actually went around. I went around the front, knocked on the door, nothing, right? And I was okay. And I got back in my car. I was still really worried. And I went to drive away, and I saw him and his brother in his car driving past his house and not stopping. They just drove past. And I was like, oh, it's him.
So he's alive.
He's alive.
Good.
Thank God. You know, he just went around the corner to the shopping centre.
Right.
And I went, do I stop? Do I go, why aren't you answering your phone? What's going on? So I did stop, and then I felt really bad because then I felt like a stalker because in the middle of the supermarket, I walked up to him going, hi. I was like, well, what are you doing here? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So am I being a stalker
yes.
or just really concerned?
No, you're being a stalker.
Oh, God.
What did he say?
Nothing, really.
What do you mean nothing?
Was he happy? He was like fine.
Yeah, he was fine.
So why wasn't he getting hold of you all day?
Because he turned his phone to silent the day before and forgot to turn it back on, and he'd left his phone at home when they went shopping.
SJ's not buying it.
Not buying it.
She has like a detective
honestly,
face on.
No, honestly, that was the case. And it's like,
but you say he's on his phone all the time.
He was.
How are you not checking for a whole day?
Well,
had he read your message? Because you know how you can tell when someone's read your message?
No, he hadn't. He hadn't been on the phone for 24 hours.
Mm. That's weird.
That's another reason I was really worried because, you know,
I would park outside his house and just watch it for the next week
and tap his phone
in case.
Put a tracker on him.
Yeah. Now you're definitely making me a stalker.
Yeah, get a little tracker, stick it to his bottom of his shoe or something.
Find my iPhone or whatever.
I have thought of that.
And hack his Uber account as well to see where he's going.
No, I'm not going to do that.
These are all legitimate suggestions, Mark.
No, they're not.
Put a camera in his house.
Yeah.
No, I've already put a camera in my house.
We're just trying to help. Okay? We're just trying to help.
No.
We're in healthy long-term relationships. What obviously, we do clearly works obviously. For us.
Creepy stalker or worried partner, you decide here on the Brekkie Bears.
For every bear that ever there was.
Brekkie Bears on Joy 94.9.
The day the teddy bears have
yes, and now, Mark, you yesterday, you had a bit of a moment in your relationship. So
crazy stalker moment.
I did.
So your boyfriend didn't reply to your messages for, what, 8 hours, give or take?
Well, yeah. I mean, he hadn't been online for over 24 hours, which is totally uncharacteristic of him.
So you called him multiple times, you texted multiple times, you drove outside his house.
And stalked him.
Saw him drive to the supermarket and then you decided to confront him in the supermarket.
Well,
you make it sound so dark.
Confront I know, you him. Make it sound so bad, but it wasn't like that.
Mm-hmm. Now we asked the Fabulous Joy listeners what they thought. Is Mark a creepy stalker or just a caring boyfriend? Here's the results.
And what were we going to tell me?
The results are in.
So Sabine was first up and said, no, really, it's his fault. You give a darn how lucky is he. Our
yes.
character behaviour is always scary. Mm. At least he wasn't under a bus somewhere.
I agree with that.
Thank you, Sabine.
I think you should have dropped it when you saw him drive past his own house and knew that he was alive.
Okay. Next one that came in said, 3-call limit, no response, I move on. I'm afraid to say yes, you're an Uber stalker.
Who's that from?
No name.
Oh, that'd be right.
Ooh. Anonymous.
That would be like, that's a person who goes snap, snap, snap.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm done, man.
And now,
3 calls, no answer, I'm out.
So many of these are the messaging. Ange has said that it's a combination of 2 things.
Yeah.
Just remember, if you go looking for trouble, you will find it.
That's so true.
But I didn't find it.
Now, Alexis Kiara says, a good person, a good boyfriend, but worries too much.
Yeah, that's true.
That's aww. Fair. Yeah. Kieran messaged in saying, definitely a massive creepy stalker. Sorry, but I'd be surprised if the BF boyfriend isn't really creeped out.
No, he's
ooh,
not. I'm
are
sure
you
he's
sure?
not. message in from...
You know what you should get him? You should get him a teddy bear with his name engraved on it, and I will love you forever.
Ever.
And on the back, if you leave me, I will hunt you down. That nothing says I love you like that.
You see, this is a funny thing. I reckon it would be the other way around. He would get me that.
Oh, you reckon?
Yeah.
Then you're perfectly suited.
Yeah, exactly.
Now, Christopher, Tony and Angus message in saying, I'm sorry, Mark, but it sounds like the honeymoon is over. Definitely in stalking mode now. Quite normal in gay relationships.
Oh, there you go. See, I'm normal.
No, you need to dial it.
Dial it back.
And one more
down.
Message about this. They said, always on his phone, but turned it on silent and forgets it. Don't buy it. Sounds too sus.
Mm.
I honestly didn't think it was sus, to be honest.
Mm. Well.
Thank you very much.
Thanks for the input, guys.
Thank you, guys.
I think we should do a segment on the show like this every week. Mark's problems and how to fix them.
Yeah. Like, we'll pick one of Mark's relationship things that happens and be like, is Mark a creepy stalker or is he a legit caring boyfriend? And just do a poll every
but
week.
But one of the options is always creepy stalker.
Yeah. Oh, I can even do like a sound thing like creepy stalker or a good boyfriend. Ding. And then we can actually make it a segment.
It
sorry,
could be
Mark,
just a new show, Crazy New Boyfriend. Or was it
Crazy New Boyfriend?
Yeah.
Oh, I like that, yeah. He's just a girl in love.
We are using your life for our personal amusement.
You are, thank you.
Thank you.
This has been a podcast for the Brekkie Bears on Joy 94.9.
If you like our podcast, why not rate us on iTunes and Stitcher? Woof girl.
Woof girl.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.